Welcome to Business Talks, a podcast that explores the strategies, trends, and success stories in the world of business, all discussed in English. In the latest Booth's news, the prominent supermarket chain, Booth's, is introducing an exciting overhaul to their checkout system, directly improving the grocery shopping experience. As an answer to customer feedback and to highlight the importance of human interaction, Booth's is making the courageous decision of eliminating self-service checkouts from all their stores. This significant transition in Booth's customer service approach also serves to reposition its valuable employees to traditional tills. By excluding self-checkout lanes, Booth's aim not just for the efficiency in transactions, but also to emphasize human interaction, enriching a more engaging retail experience. Booths have observed the rising dissatisfaction with self-checkout systems among their customers and even their own executives. While self-checkout offers convenience, many shoppers favor a more personal touch during their shopping excursion. In an era where automation is the norm, Booths is emphasizing the significance of human connection. Booths' decision is representative of their devotion to improve their customer services continuously and a firm commitment to their shoppers. Get ready to experience the warmth of friendly smiles and the efficiency of helping hands from the Booth's team members at the tills during your next visit. It's their mission to reintegrate the human touch into the routine of grocery shopping. Diageo, the global beverages company and maker of iconic brands like Guinness, has recently encountered operational challenges in its Caribbean and Latin American markets, leading to a significant slowdown in sales that has impacted profitability. Following the release of an earnings report which detailed these issues, Diageo's share price plunged by 15.44%, placing the company at the bottom of London's FTSE 100 index. The stock market's reaction can be tied directly to concerns about Diageo's future profitability given the slow growth in these regions. This development underscores the sensitivity of global markets to external factors beyond corporate control. Investors are closely watching Diageo's strategies to overcome these challenges and restore growth in the affected markets. In our Financial Times news roundup, we focus firstly on the significant challenges that the private equity sector is confronting due to escalating inflation and potential rise in interest rates. The surge in inflation specifically raises the cost of borrowing, which could strain private equity firms that rely heavily on debt for funding acquisitions. This has the potential to limit the returns and profitability of private equity ventures in the approaching months in wake of these economic circumstances. In separate news, we spotlight the unfortunate initial public offering, IPO, of CAB Payments, which has brought the company to the fore for all the wrong reasons. The stock price nosedived on the day of its debut, which has led investors to reassess the company's valuation and its future outlook. This incident is proving to be an alarming indication for entities that are considering going public. On a different note, Italy has initiated an antitrust investigation following allegations of a wine bottle cartel. Triggered by complaints from wine producers, the investigation centers on the suspicion of wine bottle manufacturers colluding to maintain high prices, despite a decrease in energy costs. This supposed cartel has stirred concerns among both consumers and regulators, prompting an investigation into potential anti-competitive dynamics in the wine industry. That concludes today's news overview. Stay connected for continual updates on these evolving stories along with other global news headlines gaining traction. In the latest update from MicroStrategy, the company continues to generate positive headlines. Known for its significant Bitcoin investment, the software company has seen its initial $4.6 billion bet swell to $5.77 billion, thus attaining over $1 billion in unrealized profits. Not to be left behind, MicroStrategy's stock has followed suit with a notable rise, skyrocketing by an extraordinary 246% in 2023. This commendable growth can be directly linked to the company's strategic Bitcoin investment, an initiative spearheaded by the founder and executive chairman, Michael Saylor. Saylor's personal Bitcoin journey has been equally successful. His unwavering faith in cryptocurrency pushed his individual investments' unrealized profit beyond the striking $1 billion threshold. Propelled by these electrifying figures and a strategic focus on Bitcoin, MicroStrategy rides high on its successful journey in the cryptocurrency world. As the narrative continues to evolve, it sparks intrigue about the implications for MicroStrategy's future and the wider implications within the realm of cryptocurrency. In the most recent developments regarding WeWork, the beleaguered firm has once again made an intriguing decision by making massive investments into a bankrupt company. In spite of filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, WeWork's stock experienced a surprising surge during its debut on the over-the-counter market. This development coincides with David Tolley assuming leadership, bringing with him a pragmatic style that contrasts sharply with the ostentatious approach of his predecessor, Adam Neumann. Interestingly, the company's bankruptcy seems to be providing the enigmatic Neumann with a windfall. Despite the turmoil in his career, which has seen dramatic highs and lows, and now a bid to return, he stands to gain an astonishing $430 million from the bankruptcy. This complication, unfortunately for Neumann, only adds to the challenges arising from the company's bankruptcy filing. Nevertheless, WeWork is set on putting up a staunch fight. The company, having declared bankruptcy, is concentrating on financial restructuring to solidify its capital structure, decrease its debt, and ensure business continuity. By employing this strategy, WeWork is aiming to recover and reclaim its marketplace standing. Summing up the recent WeWork news, it highlights the company's unexpected interest in bankrupt businesses, the introduction of David Tolley's distinct management style to replace Adam Neumann, and the unforeseen surge in stocks during their Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Adam Neumann's turbulent career trajectory continues as he is poised to profit excessively from the financial struggles of his former company. Despite these complexities, WeWork remains committed to revamping and re-establishing its positioning via bankruptcy and restructuring strategies. We have some interesting updates to share in the world of Elon Musk. In his latest initiatives, Musk has introduced a five-step improvement process, a comprehensive framework dedicated to driving continuous improvement and efficiency across all sectors of operation. His innovative approach promises to transform and enhance any system or process. In other news, Musk continues to express optimism and excitement for the expected release of the Tesla Model 2. This promising electric vehicle is set to bring high-tech features and improved affordability, ultimately aiming to make sustainable transportation more accessible to a broader demographic. Despite Musk's buoyancy, there's a note of caution from HSBC analysts regarding the timelines proposed for Tesla's goals. While they acknowledge Musk's innovative vision and history of successful endeavors, they suggest potential challenges or delays could occur in meeting set targets. In a geopolitical context, Musk is advocating for Israel's assistance in Gaza. He believes that acts of kindness from the Israeli community may help counterbalance Hamas' influence. His appeal underscores his faith in the transformative power of compassion, even in complex geopolitical situations. Stay tuned for further updates from this visionary entrepreneur, as there's always intriguing news in the realm of Elon Musk. In recent NatWest news, the former CEO, Alison Rose, has been deprived of a staggering £7.6 million following her resignation amid a scandal involving the discussion of Nigel Farage's bank account details. The scandal has had serious implications for all parties involved, significantly damaging Rose's reputation and financial profile. NatWest, in response to the controversy, made the challenging decision to completely cancel Rose's £7.6 million payout. This move underscores the bank's commitment to preserving trust and integrity, even in the face of such scandals. Rose's dispute with Farage catalyzed her unfortunate series of events, culminating in her stepping down as CEO. Her public acknowledgement of discussing Farage's bank account led to the forfeiture of her sizable payout, further augmenting the repercussions of her dismissal from NatWest's highest executive position. The scandal has certainly sent ripples across the financial sector, prompting scrutiny about NatWest's overall stability and leadership. In the fallout of the incident, both the bank and its former CEO face the challenge of navigating the aftermath and striving to restore their respective reputations. In the latest Vince McMahon news, the co-founder of TKO, the company formed from the merger of WWE and UFC, is reportedly planning to sell over $700 million worth of stock. This bold move could have a significant impact on the worlds of professional wrestling and mixed martial arts. Though the specific reasons behind this decision are not clear, it signals McMahon's readiness to make substantial changes to his business portfolio and action, which could suggest a reallocation of his investments or a move to pursue different ventures. Curiously, while McMahon divests a sizable chunk of his shares, other TKO executives are reportedly increasing their stakes, vying millions in company stock. This converse approach could indicate their belief in the company's future success and growth. As a core force behind the WWE empire and co-founder of TKO, McMahon's decision has sparked questions about his future in the company. Is this a sign of McMahon stepping back from daily operations, or merely a change in his investment strategy? Regardless of the motivations, McMahon's reputation as a sports entertainment innovator ensures his moves will captivate fans, investors, and industry insiders alike. Stay tuned for further updates on this developing story and the potential impact on both WWE and the combat sports universe as we know it. Thank you for listening to this episode on business, exploring a wide range of topics and insights to help you navigate and thrive in the ever-changing world of entrepreneurship.